Blog Talk Radio.
I'm really excited about today's show. Can't wait to start talking about healthy living. And waiting for my guest to join me in the studio this morning. In the meantime, let's check in some show startup music. I actually happen to love it. My guest this morning is Patty Richardson. We're going to be talking about holistic health approaches along with many, many other tips on how to have a healthy lifestyle. And I know a lot of us are really interested in getting fit, getting healthy. I know for me, it's one of those times in my life where getting healthy as you get older starts to make more sense, you know? With that said, welcome to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Charmaine Augustine, and I'm looking forward to spending the next 30 minutes with you along with my guest, as we discuss healthy eating habits and how to really take care of our body, how to really have fun, and how to really cherish this temple that we so live in. In the meantime, I just want to say, how is your morning going? Did you get up this morning and make that healthy shake? Did you get up this morning and work it out? Did you get up this morning and went for a nice long run? Did you get up this morning and meditate? Did you get up this morning and stretch your muscles? Did you wake up this morning and just simply sat and enjoyed each breath as it came and as it went? Did you wake up this morning being thankful that you're in the body that you're in? If you did any of those things, you've done good this morning. Just want to say welcome to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Charmaine. This morning, we're going to be talking about purging it, really just getting rid of everything that kind of gets in the way of us getting healthy. Talking about the things that get in the way of keeping us energized throughout the day, but also as we focus on our health, and I know for a lot of us it is a huge New Year's resolution where we are more focused on our health more than ever. It usually starts at the beginning of the year. So I wanted to make sure that this show got in January. So in case you went on the bandwagon and you fell off the bandwagon already, this should get you back on before the end of the month. So I know I got in the studio and started a few minutes early and went live because I really felt like this was something that we really needed to get the most out of and get the most out of our health, really. It really stands for long life and teaching our children, our coworkers, and actually just teaching our own selves how to live healthy and how to be healthy. So while I'm waiting for my guest, there she is. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. Good morning, Charmaine.
It's so awesome to have you on the show this morning. I started a few minutes early, and I thought, oh, well, then it had me start my show right away. So, of course, I was jibber-jabbering. So I just want to say welcome to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm so excited to talk to you this morning about holistic health approaches. So, good morning.
Wow, thank you so much for such a warm welcome. Wow,
well,
what an honor.
Say,
it's a privilege.
Thank you. You say warm, so is there still a lot of snow in your neck of the woods?
There's so much snow. It's actually a little overwhelming, not for me, but I think for for most people in the Northeast, because I live in New Jersey, and some of the streets, you know, some people were not able to park on the sometimes we park on the street here in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone is so privileged to have the driveway, especially in
right.
the urban areas. So some people couldn't get their car off the street. And what happened was there are many cars that are parked, and there's a wall of snow beside them. And so they couldn't get out even if they wanted to. It's pretty much of a mess.
Wow. Well, you know, down here in the Southeast, we get a little dusting, less than an inch or half an inch, and we're like, okay, we're shutting down shop. So it's nice to see all the snow pictures on Facebook and all the fun things, and I really enjoy watching the snowfall. So I'm excited when it snows. But anyway, I just want to say welcome to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio, and let me just jump on into it. So tell us a little bit about the fabulous purger called Patty, and how did you end up in this field?
Oh, okay. I guess I could start with how I started in this field. Wow. I guess, well, first of all, my family is Caribbean, as is yours.
Yes.
Both my parents are Trinidadian. And going on a purge is something that you hear often. It's something that you hear growing up as a child. I remember, you know, the Caribbean culture is one that's filled with food and festivities and dancing and family and joyful times and celebration and jubilance. So, especially during the holidays. And so my parents were the first among their relatives to come to America and settle here. And so every Christmas and certain holidays, Easter, their siblings would come from the Caribbean and come up here and bring all the delicious food and all of our traditional food we missed. And my mom is a family, a big family. She has several brothers and sisters. And they would spend whole days cooking, wake up at 4:30, cooking, baking. And everyone would have a great time. And when I grew up, my house was always filled with friends and family during the holidays. And then shortly after the holidays, you would hear my uncle saying, "Whoo, I ate so much, I have to go on a purge," or, "Oh, I need to go on a purge, and I need to," you know. And I think it's very similar to in the Western world how we just detox our bodies. But the difference is in the Caribbean culture, much like in the African culture, there are no pills or special potions or any type of really quick instant powders that's involved with the purge. It's really about changing the way you eat, and it's really looking at food as fuel, having the ability to give the body energy and in from a natural source, from the ground. And so, you know, I grew up seeing my family, my uncles and aunties and my parents, when they go on a purge, they eat lots of fruit. They eat lots of vegetables. They stay away from starches. They stay away from juice that's not from a fruit. They're really into making their own teas from using bark. Like, there are so many Caribbean drinks that are just come from natural plant sources. And I think in the Western world, here in America, we are so used to going to our neighborhood pharmacy or watching an infomercial and, you know, buying some sort of powder that we keep on our shelf, you know. And it's really, that's not what a purge is. A purge is really giving your body a chance to take a break, specifically the digestive organs, because they are just so overworked for 364 days of the year outside of that one Christmas day. You know, we're eating heavily, you know, meats and red meats and all kinds of different meats, and especially during the holiday season, we just eat anything that's in front of us, and it's nice. And we, meaning me, you know. You know, you want to taste some of the food you haven't tasted in a while. You know, you remember when you were a child, you have all these memories attached to food. And it's like, oh, I remember this, I remember that. And you want to taste everything. Yeah. But then after the holiday, you know, there's this feeling of illness and nausea. And what's really happening is our digestive organs really need a break. And going on a purge is just giving our bodies a break, you know, specifically the digestive organs.
Right. So do you feel like our focus should be more on giving our bodies a rest and purging, get rid of all the toxins or as many as we can, or on continuous healthy eating habits? Or is there a balance somewhere? Because I know I love cheesecake, and, you know, obviously being Jamaican, it's like, and I get that where it's like, okay, I feel like eating this today. Like, I'm already thinking way down the line, like, okay, Valentine's Day, that's going to be it. I'm going to make this big Jamaican breakfast. Knowing my kids ain't going to eat it, but I'm just feeling like I just want to go to town, you know? So I'm one of the people that's still trying to find that healthy balance between I'm back on every Monday, but by Wednesday I'm off again. What do you suggest that? How do you feel like we should go into trying to keep our bodies healthy versus always trying to get back on the bandwagon?
Well, this is why I created the Purge It 28-Day Body Reset Program, because I'm the same way, you know. You know, I love my foods. I love my traditional foods. And, you know, we definitely need to have that balance. But, you know, most people are like us. Most people really enjoy food. And, you know, many people are emotional eaters. I know I am. And there's certain times if I'm stressed, I'm in school, and if I have exams or something, or even if I'm watching a movie, we're just so used to putting our hands in a bag of chips or mindless eating. And so knowing that and understanding the challenges of our population, especially for women, and specifically women of color, what I decided to do with the Purge It program is to divide it into 4 weeks. And so it's really taking you by the hand and having you go through this process of baby steps and helping you to gradually change the way you're eating. And by week 4, that's called the lifestyle maintenance plan. And so that's really how you should be living. And that's where you find your balance. And it's really focusing on at least 80% of your food is coming from what I consider superfoods. And you can Google superfoods. It's just like special foods that have more nutrients than other foods. Not every food is the same. There are more nutrients in a blueberry, let's say, than in green peas. Or there are more nutrients in oats, steel-cut oats that are not refined, as opposed to refined Quaker oats. And so the one-minute one is what I mean. And so, you know, it's really being selective about the food that you put in your body. And so for the lifestyle plan, by the time you're at week 4, that's really how you should be living all through the year. And occasionally, when there's a party, when there's a baby shower, even during the holidays, you can step off a little bit, but it's not as if you're living a completely different life and your digestive organs are completely out of whack and you're living a toxic life. This way, for most of the year, you're living where 80% of your diet are superfoods. You're eating lots of plant-based foods. You're staying away from high-fat, high-cholesterol meats. You're looking for lean meats. And even beef can be lean. Lots of seafood, lots of green leafy vegetables, lots of fruits, and focusing on superfoods. Staying away from refined flours, white flours, those types of foods that really can clog mm-hmm. our system and really promote a sluggish intestinal system. And so it's a way of cleansing our body, but then even after the cleanse, you continue to live a life where you are in balance with living the way you should eat and being mindful about what goes into your mouth.
Yeah, it really does make sense. Patty's plan is the Purge It plan. I know if you Google Purge It with Patty, you have a lot of trademarks. You're on YouTube. It's purgeitplan.com. Your 28-day body reset. You know, you're on Amazon with that as well. So it's purgeitplan.com or Purge It with Patty. And that's how you can get more detailed information on the different programs that Patty has going on. I'm throwing that out there because usually sometimes I get so excited towards the end of the interview and I forget to big up my guests, you know, with how you can find them afterwards. So I just want to throw that out there right in the middle of the show just to be sure I get it out there. But I find that your plan is definitely one that I've looked at and I look at. It makes complete sense. Because you focus a lot on educating us on how to eat right and knowing that, you know what, first of all, we're human beings. I say I'm an emotional eater because I have a lot of emotions. When I'm relaxing, I want to eat. If it's the fireplace, I want to eat. If I'm happy, I want to eat. If I'm not feeling so happy, I want to eat. So emotional eaters can just be all of us because all of our emotions come into play. But I love the fact that you focus on taking that break but also on mindfulness as well as making the healthier choices. Now, we know that you are in your doctorate program, right? And you've created a lot of things around health and exercise. So I don't want to downplay the impact of exercise along with eating healthy. So how would you encourage someone like us in our mid-20s? How does it encourage men and women such as ourselves in our mid-20s to really turn back the hands of time? How do we use diet and exercise to do that? Let's talk about that for a minute.
Sure. Well, most people know me for my fitness programs. Mm-hmm. And so this is actually a change for me to be talking about food, to be honest, because most people, they know me for my original program was called Move It with Patty. And so if any of you Google Move It with Patty, you'll see all the work that I've been doing. We actually celebrated our 10th year this month of my nonprofit, Move It Nation.
That many years? Wow, congratulations.
Yes. 10 years. I'm not new to the game. I'm true to the game.
Right? And I just want to say, if you ever Google Patty or look at some of her images on all her social media, you're walking the talk, girl. Let's just say it. Let's just say it like we mean it.
I'm so trying.
You look fabulous. So you can sell us anything on this program, I tell you that. You're welcome. Let's get back to the exercise part. So what are some of the things that we can do to look like you?
Well, you know, I'm a woman of color, so I have some endowments that God has given me and I'm grateful for. And
some people pay a lot of money for it. So
you were saying a woman. It's natural. I have not paid for anything. It's all me, like the average woman. I'm just the average woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have four daughters. I'm the mother of four, and three of them are triplets. So, you know, that's always a conversation stopper whenever I mention that. People go, what? You have triplets? And so, you know, I think for me, I'm completely invested in being healthy because I have children I'm raising. And I want to be a great example to them. Mm-hmm. I think it's important as mothers to be the first role model for our children? Why should they find role models on reality TV? Why should they find role models in Kim Kardashian, Little Kim, even Beyonce, who I love her music? I want to be the one that my girls want to be like. I want to be the one that they aspire to be like. And so I, on that note, it's important to be fit as well as healthy inside and out. So in terms of my fitness programs, it actually started because of my girls. Like I said, this is our 10th year, Move It Nation, Inc. I started Move It Nation actually when I was home with my daughters and I was a new mom. I was breastfeeding my girls and I was home with them. And I had just came back from living in Africa for about 10 years. And I was there doing many different projects with my church, doing humanitarian projects with an orphanage there that I still support. It's actually one of our programs at Move It Nation. We support an orphanage called the Bethany Children's Home, and it's home to about 75 children that are from infancy to age 5, and they are all affected by HIV and AIDS. And so, and this is in Mthatha, South Africa. It's actually Nelson Mandela's hometown. It's a little small town in the lower part of South Africa. And I lived there for about 10 years. I came back when I found that I was pregnant with triplets. And one of the first things I noticed when I came back was just the size of the food here. I couldn't believe it. I remember going to a restaurant, a very popular restaurant in Brooklyn, and seeing the strawberries on top of a cheesecake, and they looked like plums. They were like apples. They were huge. And I thought, this looks like it's been injected. It actually scared me. And just going to the supermarket after living pretty much a very simplified life and living, you know, growing our food and just being in a more natural environment, coming back to America, even though I am originally born and raised in Brooklyn, it was a shock for me to go into the supermarkets and to see the long aisles of bread, just bread on both sides, all different types of milk, all the different types of Twinkies and all the different processed foods that were not real food. And just to see some of my friends over the 10 years, how they had ballooned their weight. And it was very concerning to me because when you look at the data, women of color are at the top of every chronic disorder, obesity, overweight, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancers. We are at the top of the list. And so it really alarmed me. And I thought, you know, this has to be my focus. And so that's really when I created Move It Nation. And I started focusing on obesity prevention and education. And I started with my children. I started doing exercise programs in their preschool and tying it to the curriculum. So if they were doing a topic, let's say a content on art, then I would, you know, try to show them how you can move your body like a spaghetti. And I would create ways of just helping the children to move. And actually, as my children grew, that's how my programs grew. And I at one point I was doing the fitness programs in all of the schools in my town. It's about 4 elementary schools. And I would do things for, you know, after school programs. I would run summer camps. And then one of my neighbors, she invited me to come to her school, and it was a Boston public school in an urban area, and we were living in the suburb of Boston at the time. When I went to the Boston public school, I was so devastated by what I saw because, you know, these schools in urban metropolitan areas, when they were built hundreds and hundreds of years ago, they were built for the children in that community. And no one could have imagined that one day we would have overcrowded buildings with 30-plus students in a classroom. And this is what was happening. In this elementary school, 400 children, kindergarten through fifth grade, they had taken the outside area, which was the playground where the children would go for recess, and they turned it into a parking lot for the teachers. They turned their gymnasium into what they call a cafetorium, which is half cafeteria, half auditorium. And for gym, these students would use a small corner of the library. And that was what they did for Jim. They will take turns going on this little carpet, and they would march in place and do jumping jacks. And it wasn't with a gym teacher. It was with their content teacher. And so my neighbor said to me, we need you. We need your help here. And I stayed at that school for about 3 years, and I provided their physical education. And the first thing I did was I said, we have to get these cars out of here. So we found a way to get the teachers to create some space so that the kids could exercise. And we would come and we would have iterations of 30 or 40 kids at a time. And my program grew. I had to get a staff because I couldn't keep up with the numbers of children. I eventually had a staff of about 12. And then before I knew it, we were in 25 schools in the Boston Public School System. And that was 2007. So that was about 9 years ago. And so I really felt, and this was before Michelle Obama and before Let's Move. Before, you know, the focus on obesity. Obesity was not yet a buzzword. This was just very beginning. And so, you know, the idea that children should be active was innovative. And shortly after that, I actually started my own fitness studio, which was called Move It Studio in Quincy, Massachusetts. And it was for women only. And I really focused on helping women to just move. And I would encourage them when they would come to my classes and any of the classes my instructors taught, it doesn't matter. You don't have to do it the way I'm doing it. As long as you're moving, your heart is pumping. The blood is flowing through your veins. You're being physically active. That's what matters. It doesn't matter if you're doing the step exactly like me, as long as you are active. And so that's pretty much been my focus for the last 10 years. Since I moved back home to New York, and now I currently live in New Jersey, I've created a few other cardiovascular physical education programs specifically for women of color, but women of all flavors and shapes and sizes attend and love my programs. The first one I created is called Roots and Rhythms. And it's a Caribbean and African cardiovascular program, and it's designed to address obesity, high blood pressure, and diabetes among women of color. So what I did was I took my Caribbean roots and my what I learned in Africa from being there for 10 years, because, you know, Africans dance. They dance at funerals. They dance at weddings.
Dance everywhere.
They dance at church. They dance everywhere. And
they
so
dance
I combined what. So I combined what I learned in Africa. I combined what I learned from my family growing up in the Caribbean, and I created a fitness exercise class, and it actually became approved by the Aerobics and Fitness Association of America, and it was the first Caribbean workout to be approved by them. And now it's a instructor-certified program. So I could come to your hometown. I could teach this class, and women can or men can become Roots and Rhythms instructors and take my workout to their community or their church or their neighborhood or their family.
Well, I'm going to have to put – I'm going to have to call you offline when I'm done at that number that came up. I'm going to have to call you offline on my way into the office, you know. I mean, obviously, you know, being Caribbean, I'm thinking to myself, how do you do all that? And then you have four girls, and then you're a third-year doctoral student, and you're doing all this, but it is your passion, and it is your calling, and you're doing such a fantastic job. I wish we had more than 60 seconds left on the show, because we could definitely talk about this for longer than 30 minutes. It went by so fast. But I just want to say, Patty, my hat's off to you for all the work that you're doing with helping to get our focus more on health and wellness. And that just means making our families stronger, making our bodies stronger and healthier, giving us the opportunity to live a longer, healthier, happier life. I mean, obviously, I say mid-20s, but we're in our 40s. And I know back in the day, someone in their 40s looked like they were in their 60s. So it's really showing that our focus on health and wellness is really catching on. So once again, thank you so much, Patty, for being on the show. Purge It with Patty and Move It Nation, some awesome work that you have done here and abroad. So continue to do that. I just want to say, if you want to say anything, I've got 20 seconds.
I just want to thank you for the opportunity and for the warm welcome and the chance to share with your listeners. And you can definitely find me on Twitter at Move It with Patty. And I'm just excited, and I hope that everyone just keeps it moving and continuing with your great work, Charmaine. Thank you, and best of luck to you and all that you're doing.
Thank you so much, Patty, and I appreciate you calling in for the show today. I'm just going to go ahead and end our episode now.